United States.
Hacking and ransoms. Post-colonial studies. A cyber attack exposes growing risks to America's energy infrastructure.
Pipelines like cables and substations are the type of dull, critical infrastructure that Americans don't think about until suddenly they must. On May 7th, a cyber attack prompted Colonial Pipeline, a firm headquartered in Georgia, to shut down a tube stretching from Texas to New Jersey that supplies about 45% of the petrol and diesel used on the East Coast. Federal officials confirmed that DarkSide, a ransomware gang believed to be based in the former Soviet Union, was responsible. "We're not talking about some small pipeline," explains Amy Myers Jaffe, author of Energy's Digital Future, a new book. "We're talking about the jugular." On May 12th, Colonial Pipeline said it had initiated the restart of pipeline operations, a carefully worded statement that conveys both the difficulty of returning to normal and a desire to contain panic. That day, average petrol prices topped $3 a gallon for the first time since 2014. Much depends on whether more drivers rush to buy petrol, as they did in the oil shocks of the 1970s. If 30 million car owners, with half a tank, decide to fill up, reckons S&P Global Platts Analytics, a data group, they would guzzle over 4 million barrels, more than the recent daily demand of the entire eastern seaboard. Many are already buying while they can. Long queues formed at petrol stations in the southeast on May 11th. Some stations limited purchases, others ran out of fuel. The White House said it had established an interagency response group to ensure a continuing flow of fuel. Even if supplies are restored quickly, however, America faces a more stubborn problem. Despite more than a decade of attention to cybersecurity, the country's energy infrastructure, the pipelines, power generators, and grids on which the economy depends, remains exposed to hackers. Indeed, the energy system may yet become more vulnerable, not less. Securing oil and electricity assets used to mean guarding against physical attacks, a bombing of a refinery, for instance. Those risks remain, but hackers can also inflict grave damage. In 2010, the Stuxnet worm, generally believed to have been deployed by Israel and America, targeted a nuclear facility in Iran. In 2015 and 2016, Russian hackers caused blackouts in Ukraine. Aware of such risks, American executives and politicians have tried to mitigate them. The American Petroleum Institute, the country's main oil lobby, has held an annual conference on cybersecurity since 2006. The Department of Energy dutifully developed the Energy Sector Specific Plan for Cyber Threats in 2015. The Multi-Year Plan for Energy Sector Cybersecurity in 2018, and the 2020 Cybersecurity Multi-Year Program Plan, to name but a few.